So I really differentiate between having those emotions in the moment when this news is new and is really in a flurry of discussion versus those concerns that last over a longer period of time. In the work that I've done previously, I did learn that these types of incidents really are associated with increased school absences for kids, even in settings not the location where an incident has happened. And so that is the reality that sometimes that does occur. Being able to invite kids to share what emotions they're having and express those emotions can be a good place to start so that they can move forward and be able to talk about and problem solve some of their specific concerns.